Roadmap for winning more and bigger government contracts at higher prices. Introduction. A seismic shift is coming to the government market. Aggressive, agile companies will grow and displace the companies that now dominate. To help your company come out on top, this roadmap shows you three things. First, how your company can win more and bigger contracts at higher prices. Second, why this shift is happening. Hint, it's not because of a set-aside program. Third, what is going to happen next? My name is Rob Polster, and this roadmap presents new, superior business development methods for dominating the market. Soon everyone will have to use these methods just to keep up, because the old ways won't work anymore. Here are four examples. The invitation generator technique for landing meetings with government executives you don't know without an introduction. You'll learn about this in step four of our five-step process for winning government contracts. Another example is the customer magnet method that gets government executives you don't know chasing you instead of vice versa. You'll learn about this later in our module called How to Attract Government Business Online. Another example is the clairvoyant strategy for discovering the needs of government executives you don't know without even talking to them. We'll tell you about that when we explain step two of our five-step process. A fourth example is our total visibility technique for discovering opportunities you can win well before RFPs get written, without subscribing to an opportunity database. We'll tell you about that when we explain step one of our process. I developed these methods. For example, I developed the clairvoyant strategy for responding to pop-up RFPs while leading capture and proposal management for a small systems integrator. These were RFPs the company had not prepared for that popped up out of nowhere. The clairvoyant strategy was key to helping this company make the Washington Technology Fast 50 list twice and grow 340% during my five-year tenure. The clairvoyant strategy works best for companies in the 8A program. That program helps minority-owned companies win contracts by setting up 8A-only competitions. In the 8A program, having a great proposal is key to winning. But when you're not in 8A, having a great proposal is not enough. Positioning becomes key. I developed the other methods to help companies of all sizes get positioned to win. I did this by applying my background in solving complex problems. I have a doctorate in operations research and my deep knowledge of the U.S. federal market. I've worked for large and small federal IT contractors, Northrop Grumman, TRW, Nortel Government Solutions, and Price Waterhouse, to name a few. As a business analyst, system developer, project manager, program manager, engagement manager, proposal manager, and capture manager. I also worked for 5 years as a highly sought independent proposal consultant, which gave me an inside view of the business development operations of many companies and all their problems. This inspired me to develop the GovCon Rainmaker process for helping your company become a government contracting powerhouse. This roadmap shows you how to dominate the market by tuning into government executive needs, offering solutions, and overtaking complacent contractors. Win more and bigger contracts by exploiting the seismic shift happening in today's government market. The aggressive, agile companies that are going to dominate are doing this using new advanced business development methods. Will your company be among those who rise to the top? To help you thrive in the coming hyper-competitive government market, this roadmap shows you the new methods for tuning into government executive needs, rapidly building trust, and providing winning solutions without all the time-consuming choreography most companies do today. And these methods solve other contractor problems, like government officials who seem unwilling to meet with contractors they don't already know, difficulty lining up teaming partners, difficulty differentiating one's company from the competition, price shootouts, difficulty getting information on agency priorities, RFPs that are wired for other contractors, learning about RFPs too late. I created a solution that fixes all of these problems to spare our clients from painful downturns. But I realized that giving these methods only to our clients would leave other companies at an unfair disadvantage. So we are publishing this roadmap with all the methods so any company can use them. The new methods explained in this roadmap now enable government contractors to tune into government executive needs, craft solutions, and win more. If you want intelligence about upcoming opportunities to become freely available, if you want meetings with government executives to become easy to arrange, if you want your reputation as an innovative problem solver to attract interest from executives across the government, then continue listening about this groundbreaking solution. If you are an owner, these methods help you sell your company for a high price so you can pursue your dreams. If you run a small business, they enable you to win full and open bids. And regardless of your size, they enable you to get dramatic revenue growth, win business in agencies where you have no contacts, charge high prices, no more price shootouts, acquire branding that makes your company well known, win consistently, and get the government chasing you and begging you to bid instead of you chasing them. The companies that exploit these methods will disrupt the market. Will your company be part of this movement or left behind? Why the seismic shift is happening? Your competitors don't get government executive needs. The reason for this seismic shift is evident at ACT-IAC and AFSEA meetings. These are government industry association meetings. Whenever the speaker is a government executive, the question comes from the audience, how can we as contractors help you? The government executive typically responds by saying, don't just come to my office to tell me about the stuff you sell. Do your homework. Learn what we are trying to do and come prepared to tell me how you are going to help. Government executives want contractors to come with ideas about how to solve government problems. But contractors can't figure out how to do that unless the government first explains their problems. And government executives can't explain all the problems they might face because they don't have a crystal ball. They can't foresee all that could go wrong in the complex programs they run. Government executive frustration with this was apparent at one AFSEA meeting I attended, where I asked a senior Army IT official if he thought his contractors understood his needs. He thought for a while and replied, yes and no. He said, yes, they're very skilled technically and can deliver their solutions well, but no, they don't really understand the risks we face. And it's not just this Army guy who feels this way. Other government executives I speak to say the same thing. And they don't care. A big, prestigious international IT systems integration company once hired me as a consultant and flew me out to their Sacramento office to help with a bid to the state of California. I read their proposal executive summary. It was all about themselves and their great capabilities, but nothing about the customer. I asked, why not make it about the customer and all the great stuff you're going to do to solve their problems and mitigate their risks? One of the leaders stood, pounded his chest, and said, because we are the greatest and we don't have to. I was astonished. I'm not making this up. It really happened. And in subsequent bids with the same company, the same attitude prevailed across many teams throughout the company. Very little interest in understanding and responding to customer problems. One business development VP at another company told me with great pride that he can get in to meet CIOs, chief information officers, across the entire government. Many companies want to do that and find it hard to get those meetings. And then he told me about one meeting with a CIO and his team where he got them all nodding in agreement about the value of his proposed solution. But the CIO told the VP that agency stakeholders had limited budgets and would never buy the solution. Did you catch that? It was the agency stakeholders who held the purse strings, not the CIO. The VP was talking to the wrong guy. So I told this fellow that he needs to learn about those stakeholders' problems and try to talk to them. He said he did not have time for that. Apparently, he just wanted to sell his stuff. No interest in customer problems. Here's a typical scenario you'll start seeing. The methods in this roadmap will create the seismic shift described above. Here's how it's going to look. Bob is his company's practice leader at the Department of Energy. They've been IT contractors at DOE for several years, holding several contracts. And they had been winning a growing share of the new deals. But something weird just happened. DOE issued a new IT RFP, but instead of writing requirements the usual way, this RFP required bidders to provide innovative solutions and metrics and benefits supporting agency mission goals. It required a deeper understanding of DOE business and made it hard for Bob's company to bid. Bob did figure out a way to bid, but they lost. He got a debrief and learned that their price had been okay, but their proposal had technical problems. And the company that won? Bob had never heard of them before. This was their first DOE contract, which is weird. Most companies pay their dues as subcontractors before they win a prime contract at DOE. Somehow this company got in and went right to the top. So Bob asked around about how they did it and discovered that this new company had a stellar reputation at the Department of Labor, providing performance-based solutions designed to improve DOL's operations and stakeholder interactions. He also learned that DOE's program leaders liked them a lot. These guys really get it, they say. Bob mainly talks only to the CIO and other IT leaders and lets them manage the program leadership. But now he is starting to rethink that. Oh, and he also learned that this company has been winning deals at other agencies where they had no prior contracts. You see, Bob's problem is that he doesn't get the mission risks faced by his customers. He and his team just want to focus on doing great IT. But that's not enough. Their attitude is, let the agency worry about the mission. But a new breed of federal contractor is taking a new approach. They are using new methods to understand government executive risks and offer much-needed innovation. This new breed will come to dominate the market. And what this means for your company. People buy from people who can solve their problems. The methods in this roadmap help you identify government executive problems you can solve. To help you win more and bigger government contracts, they help you create thought leadership and shape RFPs. Shaping an RFP means giving government personnel ideas and helpful information to assess and possibly act on. If done well, you get an RFP that requires your unique capabilities. Adopting these methods will also lower your business development costs. When you master this, you will have the key to prosperity in the government market. Although I wrote this roadmap primarily with the U.S. federal IT contractors in mind, the underlying principles apply worldwide for contractors in all industries serving all governments. The methods in this roadmap work best for agile companies with smart leadership. The most successful will be those that can adapt and reconfigure quickly. Companies of all sizes can use these methods, from one-person startups to multinational systems integrators, but smaller companies have an advantage because they can adjust quickly. The largest companies might need to begin by launching smaller pilot programs because of the mindset shift required from personnel. The methods help overcome limiting beliefs you might have, such as the belief that you can't differentiate yourself from competitors, can't be discovered online by new customers, can't win new customers without an introduction, can't get inside intelligence, can't afford the BD personnel you need, can't write compelling proposals, can't raise prices because of competition. Pursuing business using these methods positions you to stop wasting time on opportunities shaped by other companies, chased by too many bidders, and not actually funded. This approach helps you create a pipeline of funded government opportunities ahead of RFP release that are perfect for your company, not yet widely known to the competition, and different from what you find via commercial database services. Three problems I solved to get to this solution. I am a problem solver who has come up with a solution for the toughest business development challenges facing government contractors. My operations research background enables me to use math to solve complex problems like how to time the traffic lights in a big city, but I'm also good at solving problems that don't involve math. Solving three problems helped me create the solution in this roadmap. Here they are. Problem one, how can we shape an RFP? Here, I convinced the government to add a whole task area to a major RFP they were planning. I was leading a health IT practice for a small federal contracting business, and I wrote the government a letter. They copied my text about the special results our company could deliver and pasted it into their RFP. Before that, our company was not going to be able to bid, but after that letter, we became one of the only companies who could bid, at least for that new task area. This was the CIO SP2 contract of the National Institutes of Health, NIH. It was an ordering agreement awarded to many IT companies who could then bid on IT projects at NIH and other agencies. My letter created a software development task area in the contract that enabled government customers to buy public health IT solutions like those my employer produced. Perhaps your company has the follow-on contract called CIO SP3. That contract also has the software development task area created by this letter. I've still got that letter. Notice that I didn't go to the government and ask for their requirements. I didn't ask what kept them up at night. Rather, I thought about what they were trying to accomplish and suggested solutions. It worked. Lesson learned. By tuning into government needs, you can shape RFPs to require your rare talents. Problem two, how can we win bids when we don't know the customer? I used to lead proposal development for a company that chased a lot of pop-up RFPs that seemed to pop up out of nowhere. The company had done nothing to prepare for them and generally knew nothing about the customer. It then fell to me to lead development of compelling proposals with little or no customer information. And I developed a method to do just that. I explain that method in step two of our five-step process for winning government contracts. It enables you to get inside the heads of government executives through research and thinking and develop messaging that wins. And when they did, they made the Washington Technology Fast 50 list twice. That's the annual list of the 50 fastest growing government contractors. And revenue went up 340%. Lesson learned: research, thinking, and the right methodology can enable you to win business from customers you've never met. Problem three: how can we get positioned when we don't know the customer? The company with the pop-up RFPs did not keep winning. The winning slowed when they graduated from the 8A program that helps minority-owned companies to win contracts more easily by participating in special 8A-only competitions. In the 8A program, having a great proposal is key to winning. They had great proposals, and they won a lot. But after you graduate from 8A, having a great proposal is not enough. Positioning becomes key. When we started losing, I looked into what the company's business developers were doing to get positioned to win. I assumed they were using the great stories and messaging in our proposals to shape RFPs. But I assumed wrong. They were not doing that and did not seem to know how. So I set out to find a solution. The idea was to put the method that had worked so well for proposals at the front end of the business development process. I wanted to get compelling messaging into the RFP shaping process. To find a solution, I researched the latest methods in commercial solution sales and found two that work well for government BD: a stories-based method that would make it easy to connect with customers, a web-based method that would attract customers online. That work provided the foundation for the GovCon Rainmaker process described in this roadmap. The GovCon Rainmaker five-step process for winning government contracts. Most federal contractors just wait for RFPs. Then they bid and hope to win. Some perform capture, which usually just means trying to learn about an RFP pre-release. The GovCon Rainmaker five-step process replaces this outdated process with an aggressive method for actively shaping RFPs based on advanced techniques now revolutionizing commercial sales and enabling virtually any firm to systematically develop thought leadership and grow. The book, The Challenger Sale, Taking Control of the Customer Conversation, explores some of these powerful ideas. The process is attuned to the special challenges of selling complex solutions to federal customers. It will empower you to find government opportunities well before the competition, land meetings with the right people, even in agencies where you have no contacts, engage them with a compelling value proposition, shape RFPs, win contracts and recompetes, and establish a brand that propels your company forward. With traditional BD, companies think they can only win business in agencies where they already have contacts. But with the GovCon Rainmaker process, you can win business at high prices in any agency, by studying its plans, thinking about their problems, and creating ideas. Lessons learned from your own past projects can give you ideas to propose to customers. To make this work, you set up a channel of insight between your technical staff and your BD staff. quick summary of the five steps. First, here's a quick summary of the five steps. Step one, find the money. You find opportunities well before RFP release by studying government spending plans. You look across all government agencies, even those where you know no one, because this strategy enables you to win high-priced business in any agency, regardless of whether you have contacts. Step two, create the insight. To get a meeting with a government executive you don't know, you need something to offer, a valuable insight. To create that, you set up a channel of insight between your technical staff and business developers and let the ideas flow. Special note for small businesses. Do you think you're too small to call on government executives? Even if you're going to subcontract to another company, you still want to talk to the government first, not the other companies. You'll gain insights from talking to government executives that will make those other companies want you on their teams and offer you a bigger work share. Step three, write the story. Government executives don't like contractors coming in and telling them what to do, but they will be grateful for you coming in with a helpful story about what another executive did. Step four, shape the RFP. You'll discover the customer's real problems, craft solutions, and then use that information to influence RFP writing. Step five, write the winner. You will use methods in this roadmap to write a thoroughly compelling proposal and win. Step one, find the money. The problem with traditional BD. With traditional BD, you learn about RFPs late or never if subscription databases, beta.sam.gov, formerly called FBO, U.S. government website listing RFPs, and word of mouth are your data sources. You can't get ahead of the competition because everyone uses the same database services and finds the same opportunities at the same time. This makes it hard to influence RFP requirements. What else is wrong with subscription opportunity databases? They mostly tell you about past contract awards that might be coming up for recompete, but not about new unannounced opportunities. And what's the problem with government RFP listings like beta.sam.gov? Everyone knows that if you find out about an RFP here, it is too late to win. With traditional BD, you chase hard-to-win opportunities with information that is too late or incomplete. How you do it. You want to find the best funded winnable opportunities. How do you do it? By using our total visibility technique to look in the government budget for projects and programs where you can add value. When you do this, you look across the entire government, not just the agencies where you have contacts, because you can win opportunities where you can wherever you can add value, regardless of whether you have contacts. This roadmap shows you how to do that. The U.S. government plans its budget 3 years in advance and provides greater detail with each successive year. After they budget their projects and programs, they plan what to procure from contractors, and then they plan their RFPs. By reading the government's plans, you can figure out where you can add value. Much of the planning information you want is online, especially for IT projects. If not available online, the phone is your next strategy. Online directories of government employees like FedSearch and Leadership Connect are useful for this purpose. Later in this roadmap, we describe a strategy for getting your questions answered. And if the phone does not work, you can always request information through the Freedom of Information Act. When seeking opportunities, you are not necessarily seeking RFP information. Maybe they don't know yet if contractors should be involved. Rather, you are looking for budgeted projects and programs where you might be able to add value. Procurement might not have even been planned yet. The government just knows that they plan to conduct a project. You are looking for opportunities to show them a better way to get results. Why the GovCon Rainmaker process is better. With the GovCon Rainmaker process, you get a comprehensive view of government opportunities well before RFPs are written so that you can find and shape the best opportunities. You avoid chasing unfunded opportunities by finding budgeted projects that get funded. Step 2, create the insight. The problem with traditional BD. With traditional BD, companies think they can't get meetings with government executives they don't know. They think government executives only meet with contractors they already know because they can never seem to get those executives on the phone. But the reason executives refuse to meet with these companies is that they bring no value to the table. Their approach to landing a meeting with a government executive is to get someone to make an introduction. Then they go in and present their qualifications and ask questions about the RFP. Government executives hate this. They're busy, and they have no spare time for hearing contractors talk about themselves and ask self-serving questions. Why should they agree to a meeting like that? This is why most contractors are unable to win business in agencies where they have no contacts. How you do it. Insights motivate meetings. Instead of asking questions, offer insight. Helpful insights inspire customers to become less guarded and reveal some of their objectives and challenges. It would be great if you could just ask government executives about their challenges. But if you have not earned their trust, asking will not give you the answers you need. Customers can be defensive about their challenges. Maybe they're in denial about them, and they don't like to be interrogated. But how do you create insights? The solution is to create an insight factory in your company to develop reasons for the government to want to meet with you. Each government executive has a mission to fulfill and is on high alert for any risk to that mission. If you can point out a risk that that executive did not see, you will get a meeting, and you won't need someone to introduce you. Your insight will be your introduction. This motivates a whole new way of doing business development that enables winning business in agencies where you have no contacts, and at prices that reflect the value of what you offer, rather than the rock-bottom pricing that most government contractors settle for. The Insight Factory uses our clairvoyance strategy for discovering the needs of government executives you don't know without even talking to them. The idea is to somehow find a risk that the customer might face if they don't use your solution, and then show how that risk could threaten their mission. Create insights by building goal, risk, feature triads. One client wanted to meet a government executive developing a fraud detection system. I found some fraud detection experience in the client company's background and a capability they had that would help this government executive save the government billions by expediting system development. This was a valuable insight that the government would want to hear about. There's a structure to this: goal, risk, feature. First, there's the customer's goal or mission. In this case, it was to build a system to detect fraud fast and stop losing money. Then there was the customer's risk. Here, the risk was that the wrong solution would take too long to develop, and lots of money would be lost while they were trying to get the system going. And then there was my client's feature, which was their way to get the system developed fast. We used this insight to land a meeting with the chief engineer in charge of the agency's IT modernization program. You want to find insights like this, and you usually can. Goal, risk, feature. This triad is the key to developing insights that can get you in the door with customers. So when you need an insight to offer a customer, look for the best features of your solution, the risks the government would incur without those features, the goals that might go unfulfilled if those problems occur. These will help you build an insight. You can start by finding customer goals. One way to start building an insight is to look at the customer's goals. And by the way, we mean business goals. If they are buying an IT system, that's not their goal. Why do they need the IT system? What business problem is it going to solve? To discover the goals, read descriptions of the purpose of the government's project, the organization's mission, and the results sought for stakeholders. What is the government trying to accomplish and why? Who will be affected? What special project objectives do they have in mind? You can often find this information on the government's website, in presentations, business case documents, and RFPs. When you've found the customer's goals, then find which of your solution features support attainment of those goals. If you find a feature that supports goal attainment, then ask what risk might the government face without that feature. If you find a plausible risk, then you have a goal risk feature triad, the basis for an insight. If you have a customer goal but can't figure out how your solution helps, build a goal hierarchy to see if that gives you a better idea. To build a goal hierarchy, ask a succession of whys until you find the right goal. Why build the system? To detect fraud. Why detect fraud? Save money. Why save money? To free up funds for other agency initiatives, and so on. Or start by finding customer risks. Sometimes you can start by inferring the risks a customer faces, such as by reading between the lines of a request for information, or RFI. U.S. government agencies sometimes issue an RFI to get information needed to plan an RFP. By reading the RFI's questions and thinking about why the government might be asking those questions, you can sometimes infer the risks they might be facing. For example, on one bid where I was the capture manager, the government was planning an innovative approach to system development. Each role in the project, such as requirements definition, programming, and testing, was to be done by a different contractor. But that arrangement would require lots of collaboration between contractors. The government was worried about whether contractors would really collaborate effectively, and their RFI questions reflected that concern. Seeing the government's worry, I conferred with my company's technical team and found an experience example where the company had made collaboration among contractors work. I then used that insight to motivate a meeting with the government. The lesson here is that careful reading of an RFI can reveal government risks you can use to motivate a meeting. Or start with your solution features. Sometimes you might have a solution feature, but no idea about risks or goals. To start building an insight, ask yourself, what risk might the customer face without this feature? Then, when you have a risk, ask yourself what goal the customer fail to attain if this risk occurs. To maximize the flow of solution feature ideas, set up a channel of insight between your BD researchers and your technical team that will be delivering the solution. The researchers should ask the technical team two questions. First, what are the solution's special features and how do they help? Second, what problems typically arise in this kind of project and what do you do to prevent or solve them? For example, in one independent verification and validation bid, I asked our IV&V team about their solution's special features. They told me about their strategy of building positive relations with their prime contractor whose work they supervise. IV&V contractors usually maintain an arm's length relationship with the contractors they oversee because they are supposed to be independent. The advantage of developing a positive relationship rather than an arm's length relationship was that it enabled them to talk to the prime contractor, discover what was really going on with the project, and give the customer the real story about project status, which is what customers want. So here I was able to identify a special valuable solution feature by quizzing the technical team. Almost all technical teams have something special they do to make things work better. Ask. Why the GovCon Rainmaker process is better. This process helps you to systematically identify customer problems you can solve. You get insights that make government executives want to meet with you. This is exactly what government executives want you to do. Study their plans, figure out how you can contribute, and offer helpful insights. Step 3, write the story. The problem with traditional BD. Companies with great solutions for government typically use PowerPoint slide decks to sell their ideas. That might work, or it might not. The problem is that executives often don't like to be told how to run their businesses. They believe they know what they're doing. Why should they listen to you? You might not have a willing audience. How you do it. While executives don't like people telling them how to run their businesses, they do like stories about other executives who have solved problems just like theirs. They actually like those stories a lot. So the idea is to go in with a 2-minute insight story about another executive who solved a problem using your feature. Every government business developer should have a set of insight stories for engaging and educating prospective customers. We have a formula we recommend companies use to tell their stories. The story should be about a customer business problem, and it should have a hero, a complication, a villain, a turning point, and a resolution. We can point you to publications about how to write stories like these. A story with these elements draws the listener in and begs the question, so what happened next? Hollywood uses the same formula to make movies, but you can use it to create business stories that engage your customers. The past performance descriptions that most companies already have are not insight stories, and they do not create engagement. They're boring and have too much technical detail. Fortunately, behind many past performance stories is an engaging story about an executive with an urgent mission, goals, challenges, triumphs, and lessons learned. The challenge for contractors is to uncover the real stories underlying their projects, stories that probably started before the contractor got involved, and develop narratives to engage government executives by addressing real challenges that they face. Our insight story formula gives you a structure for pulling that story together. Here's an example. GovCon Rainmaker story example. Here's a story that helped the client land a meeting with a senior government executive we did not know. We emailed the executive, then told him this story by phone. He then invited us in and peppered my client with questions about how the results were achieved. Back in 2011, IRS paid $6.2 billion in potentially fraudulent tax refunds. Joe Hero, an IRS executive, was brought in to lead development of systems to bring this problem under control. Joe decided to use GreenPlum database because of its ability to rapidly process massive data sets. He hired a contractor well-versed in GreenPlum to help create the solution. There was good news and bad news with the system they developed. The good news was that it could flag fraudulent tax returns. The bad news was that it was slow, too slow. You see, it took 7 days to flag bad tax returns, but IRS had just 3 days after receiving return before they had to issue the refund. So they brought in our man, Bill Smith, to work on the problem. It turned out that there was a lot more to solving the problem than just knowing GreenPlum. For example, knowing how to handle data privacy is key. Bill's methods got that 7-day turnaround down to 1 day and then to 3 hours. We understand that Joe was well rewarded for this success. Actually, that was all just to deal with fraud related to identity theft. We went on to help IRS leverage GreenPlum and SAS to identify a full range of fraud problems. IRS estimates that our solution has now prevented payment of over $70 billion in fraudulent refund requests. Our special ability to use GreenPlum and SAS to create fraud surveillance systems helped us deliver the system 2 years sooner than would otherwise have been possible, and only half as many developers were needed. What this means is that when developing a fraud surveillance system using GreenPlum and SAS, it's not enough to just line up people who know GreenPlum and SAS. They need to know how to use these tools in a surveillance context and the related data privacy issues if you are going to get a solution that runs efficiently. How does this relate to what you are planning to do now? You can almost always develop stories like this. Maybe you think we just got lucky with this story and that for your real world needs, stories like this can't be developed. But if you think that, you're wrong. Our experience is that stories like this one can almost always be developed. It just takes research, empathy for government executive challenges, and imagination. Now, this story did not write itself. The client company had no idea they had a story to tell. They just thought they were good at database stuff, but they did not see any stories in their work. First, we had to research the government's project. They were going to build an enterprise database system, but why? What was motivating the project? What problems needed to be solved? After some digging, we discovered that fraud detection would be an objective. Then we asked our client, "Ever done anything related to fraud detection?" We were referred to a senior technical guy, and we teased out a story by asking a lot of questions. Who was the executive in charge? What was his problem? What happened? What went wrong? Why did it matter? Who were the stakeholders? How did you fix the problem? And so on. Part of the challenge is that some companies do not even know everything they need to know to tell their stories. They need to reach back to their customers and ask things like, why did you need that project done? What was going wrong that made you need to call us in? You can almost always find a story to tell because you can almost always find a business result you've delivered that will resonate with your target executive. Most companies don't think about business results. When they do, they can usually find a story about having created better visibility, insight, control, accuracy, speed, reliability, or some other result that helped the government executive be more successful. Why the GovCon Rainmaker process is better. When you go in to meet with a government executive with this kind of story, you accelerate trust building needed to win. This kind of story gets customers thinking about their problems and what you can do to help. And even if your story turns out to not relate directly to one of their problems, they will still appreciate your effort to be relevant rather than just tout what you sell. And that makes it more likely that they will share insights about their real problems and challenges, which is what you really want. Stories based on the GovCon Rainmaker formula are powerful for four reasons. Reason one, stories intrigue. Stories with the right structure resonate. When you tell a story with a hero, a problem, a guide, a turning point, and a resolution, something magical happens, like what happens at the movies. This is the opposite of the boredom that sets in when you recite facts, figures, and capabilities. Most company past performance stories do not have the required structure, but can often be reworked to resonate. Reason two, stories disarm. Sales meetings usually put prospects on guard. They think they are about to be sold to, and they don't like that. But if you offer a story, the guard comes down. Listening to the story feels good, and they like receiving some possibly useful information. Reason three, stories travel. A good story is easy to remember and retell, and that's a good thing because it empowers your prospect to tell your story and sell your solution to colleagues, supervisors, and people who sign purchase orders. Reason four, stories beget stories. After you tell your story to a prospect, it is natural to ask, so what's your story? And the information you will get this way will be much more informative than what you would have heard after reciting your capabilities. Stories induce story sharing, and that is what you want. Don't bore government executives with your qualifications. Engage them in a way that makes them want to share their challenges and invite you back for further discussion. Tell them a story that gives them insights about a problem they might be having. Bonus, you will find your stories enormously valuable for networking with customers. Let's say you meet one at a conference. If you pepper him with questions to learn his problems, like what keeps you up at night, he is likely to shut down. If you start rattling off your certifications and special qualifications, he might politely walk away. But if you say, may I tell you a story you might find interesting? He'll probably say, okay. If your story provides insight about solving a crisis your prospect can relate to, you will have a captive audience. And if the prospect says, that's just like a situation we have right now, then your conversation becomes an opportunity to solve the prospect's problem. The best strategy is to develop a set of high-impact, two-minute insight stories for connecting with prospects. Every government business developer should have a set of insight stories for engaging and educating prospective customers. Step four, shape the RFP. The problem with traditional BD. With traditional BD, you learn about RFPs too late, so you can't influence RFP content. There's a footnote here. It says, you can learn about lots of recompete RFPs way ahead of time, but they come with all kinds of built-in competition that makes them hard to win. Even when there is time to influence RFP content, most companies have no RFP-shaping ideas of value to offer the customer. They gather RFP information, but do not affect its content. How you do it? The idea is to influence RFP content to favor your solution. But before we go on, let's clear up a cause of confusion. There is nothing wrong with bringing ideas to government executives that they might or might not use. While there are rules about who you can talk to about an RFP after it has been issued, we are talking about pre-RFP communication here. It is imperative that we bring government executives the best possible ideas so that they can do their jobs better. To influence RFP content, you will try to rapidly establish trust with customers, discover their challenges, offer solutions, suggest RFP evaluation criteria. First, tell the government executive your story. So you found an insight of possible interest to the government, and you have packaged it in an engaging story. Now you're going to apply our invitation generator technique for landing meetings with government executives you don't know without an introduction. You need to connect with someone who can affect the RFP content. In a complex government program, who that is might not be obvious. If your research has not revealed the customer's name, consult an online government directory like FedSearch or Leadership Federal. It doesn't matter if you pick the right person immediately, because whoever you call is going to help you find the right government executive. Typically, your first call will be answered by an assistant or receptionist. You should say something like this: "Hi, I've identified a risk in the XYZ program that I understand your office is currently planning. I thought I should tell you all about it. I have a 2-minute story that illustrates the point. Would you like to hear it?" The 2-minute story will be the one you developed in step 3 above. If the person answering the phone wants to hear it, tell it to him. But he might say, "You really need to speak to Ms. Singh. Let me see if she's in." And eventually, you will end up face to face with the target executive. This approach works way better than calling and saying, "Hi, I'm with Acme Incorporated, and we've got some questions for your boss about the upcoming XYZ RFP. When would be a good time for us to come in?" In this case, you are not offering anything of immediate value to the target executive. You will likely be directed to speak to the contracting office. And even if you say you have done 20 projects for other customers just like XYZ, the customer may well be thinking, "Great, get a copy of the XYZ RFP when we write it and stop bothering me. I'm busy." He might have other similarly qualified contractors lined up already. Why should he trust you with information that could reveal his vulnerability? Building trust is essential. And there is no better way to build trust with government executives than to study their plans, identify risks and mitigating solutions, and bring ideas to their attention. It is also a great way to draw attention to your capabilities. Then ask, "What's your story?" Once you've explained your insight and told your story to the government executive, you are on your way to building trust. Keep it going. And at the right time, ask, "So what's your story? What challenges are you anticipating in the new program?" When the customer starts talking, take good notes. Next, conceive solutions. Then take what the customer says back to your technical team to conceive solutions to those customer problems. Then figure out the results the customer can expect from those solutions. What business outcomes will be affected? Then turn those results descriptions into evaluation criteria the customer can use in the RFP. Finally, shape the RFP. Then go back to the government customer and propose your solution, but be careful. Do not provide so much detail that the customer can turn your solution into a requirement that another bidder can fulfill at a lower price. Instead, focus on the results you will deliver and urge the customer to require those results. why the GovCon Rainmaker process is better. The GovCon Rainmaker process enables you to increase your win probability by aligning your company's strengths with the agency's needs. Your advanced RFP knowledge gives you time to talk to the government, learn about their challenges, conceive helpful ideas that leverage your special capabilities, and suggest evaluation criteria the government can use in the RFP. You develop those ideas by analyzing lessons learned from your own past projects. Step 5, write the winner. The problem with traditional BD. With traditional BD, companies typically want to make their proposals compelling, but don't know how. They can't do it because they don't know their customers' problems. Without an understanding of customer problems and risks, they are unable to create a value proposition that makes sense. How you do it. The key to writing a powerful proposal is to anticipate the questions that the government should have in mind and answer those questions in a powerful way. Of course, you must first and foremost follow the RFP instructions and provide the requested information. But in addition to addressing those requirements, you should also confirm that you are addressing them with the right questions in mind. Developing those questions requires thinking about the world from the customer's point of view. Here are typical questions that customers should be asking associated with typical proposal sections. Executive summary. Why should we choose your company for award? What goals can you help us attain that we might otherwise miss? What problems will you prevent? Technical approach. Tell us step by step what you plan to do so we can assess whether you really know what to do. How did you learn to do the special techniques you are proposing? That is, did you really learn them, or did you copy them from the web? Did you learn this from past mistakes, such that you are able to bring us a rich capability, or are you just copying the section from a textbook? Management approach. What will you do step by step to make sure that the project delivers high quality results on schedule and on budget? Resumes. Have the proposed personnel done the same kind of work before, and what were the results? What did they learn, and how will that learning help us? Past performance. Have you delivered quality work on schedule and on budget in the past? What is the evidence? Is the project you are using to assert this performance capability really similar to the proposed project? In what specific ways? What did you do on the past project that made it relevant to the current project? To be thoroughly responsive to the RFP, develop additional questions appropriate to the RFP instructions. For example, in a technical approach section that asks for your work steps, you might also address these questions. Why does the customer want this work done? To reflect understanding. What results will the customer have when this work is done? What skills will the personnel have who will be doing these steps? Do you have a documented process for doing these steps? What is its name? What tools will your people be using for this work? Why those tools? Are they better than those the competition might be using? In what way? To provide answers to your questions, follow this process for each section. 1. List the features of your solution that you will discuss in each section. 2. For each feature, identify the problem the customer will experience if they choose another contractor who lacks that feature. 3. For each problem you identify in the above step, identify a customer goal that that problem prevents. Conducting this process for each proposal section enables you to give the customer powerful reasons for selecting your bid, reasons based on their own goals and the problems that would otherwise stand in the way. Why the GovCon Rainmaker process is better. The GovCon Rainmaker process enables you to write compelling proposals using insights about customer challenges. The process helps you find customer problems you can fix. Your proposals resonate. How to attract government business online. This is about our customer magnet method that gets government customers you don't know chasing you instead of vice versa. Imagine becoming the trusted advisor to customers you have not yet met. Imagine shaping RFPs from customers to whom you have not yet spoken. Imagine dramatically increasing your win rate. This is what an aggressive online marketing campaign can do for you. Once you have won a few deals using GovCon Rainmaker methods, you'll be ready to set your company up to be found online. But this is not about just getting your name out there. This is about systematically drawing customers into your business development process. You do this by becoming the go-to online source of insight for your specialty. When government personnel type their questions into Google for RFP writing help, you will provide the answers they seek by becoming their trusted online information source. You will shape RFPs to favor your solution. This is not about magically making your company's solutions descriptions rise to the top of government executive Google searches. Rather, it's about providing insightful answers to questions that government executives pose online, not necessarily about your solutions. The questions, for example, might be about issues that come up before they realize they need a solution like yours. Contractors who understand this difference and leverage this insight can accelerate growth. With traditional BD, no one discovers you through online search, but with the GovCon Rainmaker process, customers find your online articles to get help writing RFPs. Then you provide helpful engagement and build trust. Here's how you do it. First, determine what you want RFPs to require. Ideally, they will favor features of your solution. Then develop the rationale as to why the government should want those features. You will later weave that rationale into your online content. Next, interview recent government buyers to discover the questions that they type into Google as they develop RFPs for your solution. Then discover the stages government buyers go through as they plan RFPs. Stages like 1, perceives a problem. 2, wonders what options are available. 3, seeks available options, and so on. Develop online content for buyers at each stage. Distribute your content and acquire and follow up with leads. This strategy is likely to be more cost effective than dispatching many sales personnel to meet with many prospective customers. And once you develop your content, each use is free. Here's the process. Step 1, select the features. First, identify the features you want RFPs to require and why the government should want those. Figure out why using the method described in step 2 of the 5-step process for winning government contracts. You will later weave that rationale into the content you publish on the web. Step 2, anticipate the questions. Then anticipate the questions government buyers ponder on their way to writing RFPs for your solution. Interview people who recently bought your solution or are competitors and understand what they went through on the way to writing an RFP. You might need to ask questions like, why did they decide to buy a solution like yours? What results were they expecting to get? If they bought someone else's solution, why not yours? What caused the solution search to begin? And what are all the steps and decisions along the way? What solution characteristics did they consider in choosing between multiple offerings? These interviews will help you identify the various buyer types, each needing to hear a different version of your story. For more information on how to conduct these interviews, we can direct you to useful publications. Step 3, find the stages. As government buyers figure out what to buy, they almost certainly go through various stages, such as the status quo stage. They do not yet perceive a problem. The priority shift stage. They see the need to solve the problem. The research stage. They wonder what information to gather to solve the problem. The identifying options stage. They seek available options. The step back stage. They evaluate risks and potential showstoppers. The validation of beliefs stage. They wonder if your company can be trusted to deliver on promises. The choices and commitment stage. They are ready to buy. At each stage, they have different questions, and you want to be there with the answers. But first, you have to discover the stages that your government buyers pass through. Find the stages that apply for your market by reviewing the questions that you found in step 2 and create a set of stages that make sense. For more information on how to anticipate these stages and questions, we can direct you to useful publications. Step 4, develop the content. At each stage, buyers have different questions. By supplying the answers via the web, your company can attain trusted advisor status and help the buyer move to the next stage. The idea is to get the right message to the right buyer at the right time. You want to develop content to answer the questions buyers type into Google as they figure out their needs. Their questions will evolve as they figure out what they want. As you develop content for each stage, weave in your RFP shaping messages based on the rationale you developed in step 1. Step 5, spread the word. Now that you have the content for each government buyer stage to which you are going to market, plan a campaign for each stage. For each, create an opt-in web page offering irresistible content, answering their question in exchange for an email address. When government buyers opt in, they will get the answers they're seeking and you will get their contact information. Various strategies are available for drawing attention to your opt-in pages, such as via LinkedIn and Facebook. Step 6. Nurture the leads. Once you have a government buyer's email address, you will want to follow up with helpful articles and offers of free assistance. For example, you could offer a free teleconference to help them clarify their project requirements, uncover hidden risks, and give them new insights about their plans. Every GovCon business development leader can use these steps to develop web-based content for shaping RFPs. Government executives and their RFP writers almost certainly rely on the web for insights. By anticipating their questions and providing helpful answers, you can become the trusted advisor to customers you have not even met, shape their RFPs, and increase your win rate. Cornering a specialty market niche. Would you like to corner the government market in your specialty? Would being in high demand with virtually no competition be desirable? Suppose you could achieve this by merely repackaging your services and continuing to do the work you do now. Here's how. The key to cornering the market. The key to cornering the market is to change your company from an activity skills focus to a problem results focused. Most government services companies have an activity skills focus. They are all about the activities they do, like developing software or operating call centers, and their skills. By changing to a problem results focus, whereby they are all about the problems they solve and the results they deliver, they corner the market. The unique combination of the problems they solve, the results they deliver, and the supporting stories leaves them without competition. For example, consider an IT service desk company supporting multiple IT systems at the Social Security Administration. That company could define itself by its activities, IT-based service desk operations. That approach gives them lots of competition, though, because lots of companies operate IT-based service desks. But suppose they describe themselves in terms of their results. Specialists in rapidly pinpointing and resolving problems in complex IT-based enterprises. They have perfected a process for rapidly finding, resolving, and reporting on problems. That approach gives them no competition. No other company defines itself that way. They have cornered the market. Why your company should create its own niche. Many companies should make this change for three reasons. A problem results focus is what customers want. A problem results focus enables differentiation. A problem results focus facilitates market expansion. Reason one, a problem results focus is what customers want. Each government executive has a mission to fulfill and tries to manage risks threatening that mission. The risk of stakeholder complaints, for example, is a frequent problem. Suppose a contractor meets with a government executive and touts his company's activities and skills, IT service desk operational expertise. The executive then has to figure out whether those activities and skills will solve real problems that she's got and the results they could help her achieve. The fact that she needs to figure that out means that they're not speaking her language. And you can't shape an RFP if you don't speak the customer's language. Suppose the executive oversees a complex IT operation with stakeholders depending on constant system availability. And suppose those systems are trouble-prone, such that the executive gets frequent stakeholder complaints when systems go down. Now suppose a company approaches her and says, "We specialize in giving executives like you visibility into emerging trouble spots in your IT operations so that you can take preventive action before trouble occurs." By tuning into this executive's problems, they save her the trouble of figuring out the relevance of their solution and position themselves well for shaping an upcoming RFP. Had they instead said they were IT service desk operational experts, their conversation would have been less productive. Customers don't really care about the activities you do or the skills you possess, except insofar as they help to solve their problems and deliver needed results. If you talk about activities and skills, you are leaving it for them to figure out whether you can solve their problems and deliver needed results. And they might not come up with the answers you're hoping for. Reason two, a problem results focus enables differentiation. An activity skills focus gives you a differentiation problem. Lots of companies do the same activities and have the same skills. In their customers' eyes, those companies all look the same. The way many companies try to differentiate themselves is through deep customer knowledge. For example, they might focus on serving the DOE, U.S. Department of Energy, and learn that department's operations, organization, politics, and policies. By mastering that knowledge, they differentiate themselves from other companies without DOE experience. But that is a limited kind of differentiation, because other DOE contractors also acquire that knowledge. A more thorough and meaningful way to achieve differentiation is to base it on the results your company delivers. For example, the company specialized in rapidly pinpointing and resolving complex problems in complex IT-based enterprises is differentiated. No one is likely to have the same abilities and supporting stories. Reason three, a problem results focus facilitates market expansion. The DOE contractor whose differentiation depends on his knowledge of DOE has a hard time going after opportunities at the DOT, U.S. Department of Transportation. You see, DOT has their own contractors who know all about the inner workings of DOT. If your differentiation strategy depends on developing deep knowledge of each customer, you've set yourself up for doing a lot of work. That DOE contractor probably thinks that to get into DOT, he needs to subcontract to a DOT contractor for a while until his people learn the terrain and can win a prime contract. But the DOE contractor should take a lesson from Accenture's experience at CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. At CMS, the conventional wisdom was that only agency insiders could win work there. But Accenture proved otherwise. When healthcare.gov had problems in early 2014, CMS awarded Accenture a $45 million contract to take over the program based on their success implementing a similar health exchange in California. Accenture likely had little if any CMS insider knowledge. What they had was a proven ability to solve an urgent problem facing CMS. The lesson? To avoid the steep competition most companies face in the government market, corner your market by adopting a problem results focus. While other companies drone on about their activities and skills, your message about the problems you solve and the results you deliver will resonate with government executives. Discover the universal government executive problems that your solutions have solved and find customers who need your solutions across the government. How to define your own market niche. Once your company has mastered the GovCon Rainmaker's five-step process for winning government contracts and the customer magnet method for attracting business online, you'll be ready to claim your own specialty market niche. At this point, you will have developed several insight stories about the problems you have solved and the results you have delivered. The trick here is to find the commonality among those problems and those results. For example, an IT company might have diverse projects across multiple agencies. But if they look at what all those projects have in common, they might be able to say that they are specialists in giving government executives enhanced visibility, insight, and control over complex operations. The company would then have several insight stories supporting that assertion. It works way better to say that you are visibility, insight, and control specialists instead of just saying you're an IT company. Frequently asked questions. Results. Does this really work? The methods work. If you are willing to do the work, you will succeed. The following are examples of our successes with these methods. Connecting with government officials without an introduction. Example, we help the client company land a meeting with the executive in charge of the Social Security Administration's IT modernization program. Neither the client nor Pollster Consulting knew this executive in advance. Our methods led to a lengthy meeting with a deep discussion. We helped the client begin to build a trusted advisor relationship with the executive by offering advisement through stories about other executives. RFP shaping. I persuaded the National Institutes of Health to require my employer's special software products and services in their RFP. They used my exact words in the RFP. Every CIO SP3 contract today includes those words. Compelling proposal development. I have developed winning proposals, such as a $40 million solution that leveraged predictive modeling, big data analytics, ETL technology, master data management, and interfaces with multiple commercial and government data sources. In another case, a company was bidding blind on a big independent verification and validation, IV&V, opportunity at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. The customer did not know them, and they did not know the customer. All they had was an RFP. Using the clairvoyant strategy for discovering the needs of government executives you don't know without even talking to them, I developed insights about the risks that customer was likely facing and attuned the proposal to the government's risk. The company won that bid. Consistent winning. The company where I led proposal development and capture management for 5 years made the Washington Technology Fast 50 list twice, and the company grew 340% while I was there. Why do these methods work? They work because the best way to win a government customer is to become a trusted advisor. You can become a trusted advisor by offering valuable insights. You can develop valuable insights by researching customer plans, identifying business problems that customers might encounter that you could solve, and past projects where your company helped customers with those same problems. Packaging those insights into 2-minute insight conveying stories. Telling customers these stories then positions you to ask them about problems they expect in their upcoming projects. When you know the problems a customer expects in an upcoming project, you can engage your technical team to find solutions before the RFP gets written. You can then offer those solutions to the customer with suggested evaluation criteria. Then, with your enhanced understanding of the customer challenges, you can write a winning proposal. I want to eventually sell my company for a high price. How will this process help me do that? The key to selling your company for a high price is to corner a specialty market niche. Most companies in the government market have lots of competition and end up selling for a low price, if at all. These methods can help you to carve out a specialty market niche with high revenue that will make your company attractive to buyers. What makes this process low risk? This process offers you a low risk way to be innovative. You need to constantly innovate to stay ahead of the competition, but being innovative can be high risk. This is a low-risk way to be innovative because each of the methods underlying the GovCon Rainmaker process have been tested and proven. We want high revenue. How will this process help us get that? The key to high revenue is to corner a specialty market niche. Most companies in the government market have lots of competition and therefore have to keep prices low to win business. These methods enable you to carve out a specialty market niche that will enable value pricing and drive high revenue. How can we win business in agencies where we have no contacts? The key to winning business in agencies where you have no contact is to have an intelligence gathering process. These methods enable you to develop that process. How can we acquire branding that makes us well known? Your brand is your promise about the results you deliver. Most companies have no clear story about results. They can talk about the things they did. They did one thing on one project and another thing on another project, but they have a hard time articulating their results. They cannot describe the results in terms that make sense to senior government executives. These methods can help you develop a clear, unified branding story about the results you deliver. How can we become trusted advisors? Becoming a trusted advisor means bringing valued insights to government executives. But most companies have a hard time finding those insights and packaging them to tell to customers. These methods can help you develop an insight factory within your company where you will package those insights for easy conveyance to customers. How can we get a high win rate? A high win rate requires an RFP shaping process. These methods help you develop that. How can we get customers we don't know yet calling us for advice? This is about having customers discover you online, which means becoming the online go-to source of insight customers seek. These methods help you become that source of insight. Operations. What do you mean about a mindset shift that has to happen in companies? When contractors ask government executives, "What keeps you up at night?" they are effectively saying, "I've got no time to think about your problems. Just tell us whatever it is you need." Government contractors generally leave it up to the government to figure out their own needs. They just want to focus on delivering their stuff and let the government worry about what to do with it. But contractors can be more successful by collaborating with the government to identify risks and opportunities. Instead of asking what keeps you up at night, they should help the government think about what should be keeping them up at night and what to do about it. How is this going to lower my business development costs? With traditional BD, companies tend to have high BD costs because they have to pay business developers to spend time trying to get on bid teams. Also, there is the cost of writing so many losing proposals, the large number of full-time BD staff required, and expensive BD-related subscriptions. But with the GovCon Rainmaker process, BD costs are lower for several reasons. Reason one, team formation does not require so much time to arrange because other contractors want you on their teams for your insider opportunity knowledge. Reason two, you write fewer losing proposals because you know when to bid and when to sit it out. Your conversations with the government help with that. Reason three, you can replace full-time permanent employees with low-cost part-time talent you find online. You can systematize the research and writing process and engage people online via GovFlex, Upwork, or Black Dragon. Reason four, you might be able to give up expensive subscriptions to opportunity database systems because better information is available for free online. Can we really charge higher prices? With traditional BD, price pressure forces companies to offer rock-bottom prices because price is often the only thing that differentiates them from other bidders. But with the GovCon Rainmaker process, you learn the value of the results you deliver and communicate that to the customer in your pre-RFP conversations. You then price accordingly. So instead of competing on price with commodity suppliers, you price based on the special value of what you deliver. Small business. We're just a small business planning to subcontract to a big prime contractor. Isn't it a waste of time for us to try to speak directly to the government? No. You've been offering skills and experience in exchange for a place on a prime contractor's team. The problem is that lots of small companies might offer the same skills and experience, making your company a low-value commodity player. You might get a place on the team, but your company will not be highly valued. Any work share you get from this arrangement will likely be small. But if you use our strategy to become a trusted advisor to the government, you'll get valuable intelligence you can use to bargain for bigger work share with prime contractors. In fact, the government might even tell you which prime contractor to team with. But how can a small company with limited means afford to do this? This method is actually cheaper to operate than standard BD because you waste less time networking with other contractors. You discover how to hire low-cost support online. You can cancel subscriptions to online services because you can find better information for free. You write fewer losing bids. For example, a very small company might hire a network of low-cost online researchers to identify opportunities and provide contact information for each. Low-cost online writers could script the insight stories. The CEO could then use the scripts and contact information to reach out to prospective customers. This company would not need to hire any traditional BD reps. The CEO would be able to do it with the support of online talent. How can a small business win full and open bids? One key to winning full and open bids is to have an RFP shaping process. These methods help you develop that process. Support. Do we have to hire Polster Consulting to implement this? No. This roadmap tells you what to do. If you want help, please see the next page. We can help you get results faster and avoid pitfalls. Get a free private GovCon Rainmaker breakthrough session. If you've read this roadmap and see how it can help you win more and bigger government contracts at higher prices, and if you've had enough of all the challenges that make it so hard to succeed, like price shootouts that you lose or win at too low a price, government executives who won't meet with you, prime contractors who won't team with you, opportunity intelligence you can't get, money you lose bidding on RFPs wired for other contractors, RFPs you discover too late, then book a free private GovCon Rainmaker session with me. This is a super powerful hour-long one-on-one Zoom conference in which I will work with you to create a crystal clear vision of your company as an unstoppable contract winning machine. Look at your business and find the holes causing you to lose bids. Uncover hidden challenges, limiting beliefs, fears, doubts, and insecurities that may be sabotaging your attempts to scoop up brand new contracts. Experience new energy, enthusiasm, and excitement for what's possible in your business starting right now. The paper has a link you can click to book a free GovCon Rainmaker breakthrough session, or email us at sessionrequest@polsterconsulting.com. Phone is 1-301-637-5425. Again, that phone number is 1-301-637-5425. 637-5425.